begin the current daf mesef pesachim daf lamed vav begin lamed beis begin the test of master begin the list of gemara aitzichin mesayrin. I'll exclude wheat and barley. Sheyesh pemin bikurim, where in those species there are bikurim that are brought. Test explains why don't we remove all types of grain from matzah, where the gemara brought this drasha that we compare matzah and mar, just like mar is not bikurim, so too is not matzah. So then the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, well, just like mar is not from any species that bikurim are brought, so too, then matzah should not be able to brought from wheat and barley, which are also from its species brought as bikurim. Now, what bothers Tosis is, then why don't you take it one step later? Tosis says, no, ain't let me, don't say, imkain, if that's the case, nedjikol chamisha, maybe we should exclude all types of grain, shesh ben bikurim, because in the chamisha mini dogan, in its type, meaning of grain, there are those that are brought bikurim, because that's the wheat and the barley, so then we should exclude all types of grain from, as the Gemara's question regarding that of matzah. And that's the taste, no, because the onu lechem v'ina, we need bread, it says lechem ayini, because mitin le'el oriz v'lechem, we exclude that of barley and millet, that of rice and millet. So obviously the only thing we have left is the chamish min hadagan. So obviously we cannot have entertained to say we exclude them all, rather we're asking specifically regarding wheat and barley. Next says matzah begin the words of more imatzes matzah riba the avir including from matzahs matzahs. Now filling bikurim nomination should even include that of bikurim, which explains that why don't you say somewhere in the middle, which the Gemara was saying, oh, matzah includes chitim sarim from matzah, and so that's what the Gemara is asking. Well, if you're including also bikurim, but that's a says tamalari, it's a wonder to the re the name, and maybe say a honey ribri, say the riba of matzahs rabas yesh b'mina bikurim, that which in its species has bikurim. Mean to say, wheat and barley, which is fit for matzah, it's min, that it's, even though it's min's bikurim, but it's fit. The hani miuta, and what's the miut that we said that we're excluding over here, is like bikurim, is to actually exclude the actual bikurim themselves. Then they're not fit for matzah. But the min that is, that's what is fit. B'yashlam matzah says, no, the sorrow, it's logical, imar bin ham, bin nam ha. If we include that which is the type, then we include the actual bikurim itself, and not to differentiate between those two concepts. Kidna says Mata begins with Digmar, the Amr Belezer, because Rabbi Eliezer said, oh, Maaser Sheni could be redeemed when it becomes Tame, even there in Yerushalayim, so therefore it is considered B'chol Meshvei Seichem, and therefore it's we're going to be excluding Bikurim, but we're not going to be excluding that of Maaser Sheni, because Maaser Sheni ultimately could be on some level B'chol Meshvei Seichem. Now, Nir Lari qualifies, he says, the Odet, so remember Rabbi Eliezer, this is where he had to come on to Rabbi Eliezer's Svara, to say that how do we know to be my bikurim and to add my sashayin is hainu, that's only imachitza likli deraisa. That if the halacha is that the walls of Yerushalayim, that it contains and holds that, oh, you already entered the airspace, that that's a biblical law, that any my sashayin enters into the walls of Yerushalayim, you can never redeem it anymore, even if you go ahead and take it out of Yerushalayim. Then we have to come onto the svar of Rabbi Eliezer, but okay, if it becomes tummy, then you could. But if this whole halacha that once it went in, you can't take it out, and it's only rabbinic, like talk to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't have to come to Rabbi Eliezer. It's still eaten in all areas. You can still take it out and redeem it. It's only according to Rabbi Eliezer that you have to say this. Now, or that you say that mechitza likla is deraisa. Now, however, this is taisus, but it doesn't work the other way around. Rabbi Eliezer himself could hold mechitza likla drabban. He could say that, although his halacha is necessary to tell you this, but he himself could hold the mechitza that it contains and that you can't take it out, was only rabbinic. But it's across, and what do you need the pasuk for? Is lenitma, and became tami. Shayach levdaisa, but Yerushalayim, that you can redeem it. Even Yerushalayim, that you don't have to go ahead and take it out of Yerushalayim to redeem it. Now, Vim Temetes is going to say, well, Maaser Sheni Nechah B'chol Yisrael. Now, Maaser Sheni has eaten all the Jewish cities, the Neve Gibbon, when the Mishkan is Neve Gibbon. Kitnam Perk Basin Zvachim, like I said in the last Perk Zvachim, I've come from base. But the Neve Gibbon, when they came to Neve Gibbon, Kutra Abamas, then altars all around became permitted. Kachim Kachim Nechalim for the Meklam. The Holy Holies are eaten within the curtains. Kachim Kal, Maaser Sheni Nechah B'chol Yisrael. But the rest of the Karbanas, including Maaser Sheni, were able to be eaten in all the Jewish cities. So that's the case. What the bothering taste is, we find Maaser Sheni is eaten Mechamesh Shabbos. So why do we have to say, why do we entertain to say that you weren't able to fulfill the mitzvah matzah? You're always allowed. Now, you can't say that it's not going to be sufficient, the fact that in the days of Neve Gibbon, that only then, but when later on, when it became forbidden, and you could only be in Yerushalayim, that wouldn't qualify as Mechamesh Shabbos. That Taisa says no, because later when the Gemara considers Hanachal and Mechamesh Shabbos, that we consider as if it's in all your cities. Gabi Chalas Taid Rekik and Nazar. By the Taid Chalas and by Rekik and Nazar, where do we see that? The Kamer Shlagish Rishlagish says Chalas Taid Rekik and Nazar. When they were given, they were able to eat in all the Ari Yisrael. And therefore the Gemara had to go ahead and find that you cannot fulfill it on Pesach. Mekrachin from a different pasuk. Sartum, and we couldn't go ahead and exclude it from B'chol Meshav HaSeichem. So obviously, that the fact that it was permitted one time in history is already considered B'chol Meshav HaSeichem. So then why would you entertain the same that Meister Sheni cannot be used as matzah? It is B'chol Meshav HaSeichem. And Bikurim Nami Nechal never given B'chol Yisrael. Those Bikurim are also eaten everywhere in all the Jewish cities when they were never given. Because the Meishna, because places wondered, why would Bikurim be any different than Meister Sheni? And Kachem Kam, it could be eaten in every single place. So the Heichem Matin lo B'chol Meshav HaSeichem. How could it exclude it from B'chol Meshav HaSeichem? And that's what you could say is the Hachlam Matin lo B'chol Meshav HaSeichem. You're right. Here they were excluding Meister Sheni. And Bikurim from B'chol Meshav HaSeichem is El Azman B'Salam. Only time when they came to the ultimate Beis HaMikdash. But Lo Azman never given, and it's not including for the time when they were never given. Well, and this that the Gemara brings later on for the Chalas Tayyid Rikik Nazir that it's Rikla Mitzvah Mishmash Martam that we needed to expound from the Mishmartam to exclude that Lazman never given, but Lazman Bezlam, not time of the Beis HaMikdash, because in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, then it was Asr and you could exclude from B'chol Meshav HaSeichem. So only when they were never given, then it was B'chol Meshav HaSeichem, that's where you could go, that you need to go ahead and exclude it from Mishmartam, but not from B'chol Meshav HaSeichem. To begin with, Zagmar, Man Shamle, the Amar. Who is it that we heard that he says, Maestro Shane, nothing bad that you could fulfill your obligation, Maestro Shane, it's Rabbi Kiva. And because of that, oh, so that's what the Gemara's question is, that we have this difficulty, we have this contradiction. We know that we see that Rabbi Kiva retracted. It must be, it's going like Rabbi Kiva. That he changed his interpretation because you see the tongues like him. Now, the bothering Tesis is, he says, he's not the only one that expounds that how something is written and not how it's pronounced. Well, if you do nothing with Meister Sheni, according to them, then you would be able to fulfill your obligation with Meister Sheni, because then they're not expounding Aini because it's written Ani. So they're just like Rabbi Kiva. So why are you saying it's specifically Rabbi Kiva to prove this point that he retracted? Although that they hold that the primary is how it's written, it's not possible that they don't make some type of drasha for this pasuk, and therefore it's possible that they expound the gemara clearly. But to Rekiva, we already know that he says that it means something else. For lechem ayni shayim l'avdomar harbi, how it's pronounced, and therefore it's according to him that we say that he must be the tana, and therefore we say the hadabe. So next is another that begins with gemara, but basic lili tebig leisha in lechem la'inim. The Gemara asks that, what do you mean? Why do you need to go ahead and exclude it from B'chol Meshav HaSeichem? What do you mean? Why can't you go ahead and exclude it from Lechem Ayini? Where that's where you already know it's Meister Sheni, and that's the terminology of Aninus, where it has to be eaten B'simcha, not Aninus, so that should also be the source. That was the Gemara's question on why didn't you just learn it out from, because it cannot be eaten by Ayini. Now, what Bava says is, when the Tzitz has to take a second look, he says, basically, then you could ask the question the other way too. Meister Sheni table in B'chol Meshav HaSeichem, like Bikurim, you could learn out Meister Sheni from B'chol Meshav HaSeichem, like Bikurim, why you have to learn it out from that Lechem Ayini that it has to be able to be eaten in the state of Aninus. Unless it says, what you can say is no. The Ilav Ayini, if not for Ayini, have you now thought to say, the Meshav HaSeichem, also Davkel Bikurim. Now, this that it says, Meshav HaSeichem, that we exclude things that cannot be eaten all throughout, would only specifically be coming to tell us from Bikurim. Because you never find that you could ever eat it out of your shalim. Of a Meister Sheni, Yishayachli Yisrael had the B'chol Meshav is imitat in the Kribal Azza, but in Meister Sheni, there is a permissibility to eat it out of your shalim if it becomes done by the Kribal Azza. So, Avimina, Matzah Riba. I would have thought to say that Matzah Mamba is coming to include that you could fulfill it with on Pesach, therefore you needed to exclude it from Lechem Ayini to say that it's to be able to be eaten in the state of Aninus, which Meister Sheni cannot. So, next is Master Batez begins with the Gemara, Matrumah Matez Lain, just like Truman is permitted for an Ayin. Bikurim, so just Bikurim. This explains that why don't we learn out Bikurim from Truma, meaning that our Gemara brought that we're comparing from the fact that the Torah calls Bikurim Truma, just like Truma is permitted to say that, but then so too is Bikurim. So he says, Timothy, it's a wonder to the reading Perk, Pass in Makkah's Ketani, in the last Perk, Makkah's Abu Zayn, the Gemara teaches about Truma Siddach, Ela Bikurim, it says in the Pasik, Truma Siddach, what is that? They have to bring to Islam, refer to the Bikurim. Shimon says, what is this Bazaar coming to teach you? If it's that you think it's coming to tell you that it's meant to eat it out of the walls of Yerushalayim, Pirish, the Sib Birish, the Krokus says in the beginning of the puzzle, you can't eat it in your gates, and it's telling you that, therefore you cannot take Bikurim out of Yerushalayim. Well, you don't need the Pasuk to tell you that. Kabuchem from Meister, which is one of the other ones mentioned in the Pasuk, and from that itself I already know. So why do I have to mention Trumas Yedecha, which is Bikurim? But that says Taisus Vahash, the name of the Sakrah. But why don't you say you need the Pasig, the love Krah? Because I'm not for the Pasig. I mean, I would have said the Lord Nail of my Sakal. No, you cannot learn that from nice words. Malina, the could the Truma Kreen Rachman, we see in our Gemara, that Bikurm is called Truma. Because I mean, like we say over here, and therefore it has a different halacha. And I would have thought to say that you could eat it everywhere like Truma. On that, Benil Rajba seems to the Rajba, no, regarding out of the wall, Yerushalayim, Ikal Melech Maiser Tzvei. We would more logically learn it out from Maiser. Why? The fish is named Inyanachem, because they're both similar. Shashnaim to in Korea, they're both of them, you need to recite something. And Mavas Makam, they both have to be brought to Yerushalayim, and therefore you would have learned out, according from Maiser Shani, and even for this idea that it's not B'chol Machar Sechem, that's what the Reb Shimon's question over there was. So then, why do you need the Pasuk to tell you this? You already know it from Maiser HaKav and Makav HaChayim. The next is Masa that begins with Zigmar Prat Lachal to come to school and it's called. This explains that in what situation do you fulfill your obligation? Because we learned in the Braisa that from the fact that the Matzah is called Lechem Ayini, we're excluding Chalot, which is this dough that's made when it's scalded with hot water. Now, what's bothering Taisis is from the fact that we're excluding Chalot from Lechem Ayini, Mashmet sounds like the Chalot HaBalechem, that scalded is bread, Adul HaBalechem Ayini, it's just not the poor man's bread. But Vahadamin Masalah, this Zigmar tells us shortly, my Chalot and Masaris when it's talking about those types of things that are patum chala, one of them is the chala samaseris, and the Gemara says, what is that? It's how the homeowners make the scalded bread. It sounds like there's not even bread, not lechem, it's not bread, but the patum chala, in fact, this is exempt from chala. So that's what it says, come in my Bible, there's talk about where the mixture is a soft mixture, a liquidy mixture. Like this is like I can explain over there, and therefore it's not considered as bread. Whereas over here, or Enam, you could say the other way around. Huh, that you're right, that it is bread, but that's not considered bread, but here where it is bread, but we're just saying it's not the lechem ayini, is where you subsequently went and baked it in the oven. And therefore, it is lechem, it's just not the lechem ayini. Now, Afkash, what this text is, what is difficult is, to mean bachil, Sigmar says, Nivam is the mem of Afkam the chati mekar, even though it was originally scalded, given the hadam afi b'tam, once it's subsequently baked in oven, maybe it'll pass in a frying pan. Lechem kreen and baby, call it lechem. Vod m'yetzi ba, yetzi yidech avas Pesach, a person fills his obligation with it on Pesach. What do you mean, don't we see over here that you cannot fulfill your Pesach obligation with it? That v'amir ben tam, ben tam says, v'hasem nami, ma'ir b'blas haraka, there's also to where it's a liquidy mixture. The koidim afia, because before you bake it, love lechem u'klal, it's not bread at all. Now the ach afia, say with the chash lechem, so after you bake it, now it's considered bread. And it's also considered the poor man's bread, kiddush b'lo seraka, since it's a liquidy mixture. It's only over here where it was scalded with a thick mixture that then where, even if you subsequently go ahead and you bake it, it's not going to be considered as lechem ayini.